glasses and t-shirt matching today?
I have one pair of glasses, okay. So, and I have multiple t-shirts. So, if by...
Coincidentally.
More coincidentally. Yeah. Maybe today is the alignment of glasses and t-shirts, right. But it is not often.
Your Saturn is in the fifth house or something. Yeah. And you've, per your horoscope, today is your...
Yeah.
Your day to match.
But when I did buy my glasses, I did want a bit of color for pop.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, so thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah. Yeah. I felt black was just a little, our wire was just a little too basic.
Yeah, like.
No offense to the black.
Basic scholarly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So mine are a little bluey. So.
You're a fun scholar.
Yes, yeah. And not bluey the animated dog. Yeah. Yes.
Nor bingo.
They're bluey themed, yes. Yeah. All right, welcome back to the Beyond Sunday podcast. We're exploring and take our faith beyond Sunday morning. Not with me, as always, Pastor David Bowser. He's on conference, but...
But what's your name?
I said I'm Patrick Nazaroff.
Did you?
I think so.
Okay.
If I did, whatever.
You're Patrick Nazaroff.
I definitely have Elise McCarter here.
I'm still here, and I'm still pretty successful.
There you go.
Shocking.
Yeah. So he's in Florida for a conference.
Oh, he's in Florida? Okay.
For a conference. Uh-huh, yeah, that's in quotes, sure.
I need to go to a conference in Florida, too.
Yeah, he's probably, he doesn't really like theme parks or roller coasters, though.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, I know.
I can't articulate why that is. That doesn't surprise me.
Because it's
just like I have a long list of things I think that David does not like.
Yeah.
And so I'm just like, yeah, add another one. Puppies, kittens, condiments.
Sure. Yeah. Theme parks. Yeah.
Theme parks.
Yes. Yeah, these all seem pretty reasonable. Yeah, things that David does not like. Yes.
Right. Can you think of anything he does like off the top of your head that you're like, oh, real passionate about?
He likes theology. Church stuff. He likes Ohio State sports.
Oh, is that all we got?
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
We should ask him when he gets back.
What do you like? Yeah, because I'm like, if someone was going to buy you a gift, what like theme would it would make sense?
Right. Like hypothetically, it's Pastor's Appreciation Week,
which exists.
Right.
I think they have their own month, actually.
Do they?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Does anybody acknowledge that?
No.
I've literally never heard of it.
Some people do. Yeah. You know, yeah, that's a good question.
Does God give them gifts for Administrative Assistance Day?
Maybe. He takes them to lunch.
Right.
All right, let's get to our main topic here.
Okay. Our main topic or our news?
Our news topic, beyond what does David like?
Yeah. Listeners, write in if you happen to know.
I think he likes craft beer. Seems like a
mashed
guy.
Potatoes? I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think I've seen him eat mashed potatoes before.
He likes to run now.
He likes to run. There we go.
Okay.
David likes to run.
Yeah.
No comment about that.
Yeah. I feel like things I like, I'm an open book. You know, like, here's everything. You know, like,
right.
Basically anything kind of dorky.
Kind of so, nerdy. Yeah. That's good, though. Like, nerdy, but
not nerdy, but not educational. I just want to be clear. Not that kind of nerdy.
Not like Nat Geo.
No. Yeah. Yeah. You books, you know, art, things like that. Yeah. So you see, we're an open, you know,
aligned.
Easy to know what we like.
Yep.
Well, I know what this guy likes. This is an ex-Chick-fil-A worker.
Ex-Chick-fil-A worker. Yes, okay. They broke up.
Who's been arrested.
Okay. Yes. Were they wearing khaki pants at the time?
and the red shirt.
And red shirt, yeah.
No, they have a scheme of $80,000 in credit card fraud. At Chick-fil-A. Yes.
Okay.
This is here in Texas, too.
Okay.
Not here in Houston. It's
a hometown crime.
In Grapevine.
Oh, Grapevine.
Yeah. That's new.
I'd probably hit a Grapevine Chick-fil-A, too, trying to do fraud.
If I was trying to do fraud, I probably would not do Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
They seem kind of on top of things.
Right. But, like, if you know the system, like, you have some insider information.
Yeah. All right. So the scheme is thus. He would go in, order mac and cheese.
Okay. I like the mac and cheese. Yeah.
And then refund it to his credit card. Up to $80,000 worth.
Oh my gosh, $80,000 worth of mac and cheese.
That's $80,000 of mac and cheese.
How long did he do this for?
Well, it's uncertain, but it seems like he was fired and then came back into the store and just like kind of went back there and was like on the register doing this thing. Oh my gosh.
Hoping nobody would notice that he wasn't supposed to be there.
Yeah, roughly 800 large mac and cheeses.
How long did he work there for?
I don't know. This is a good question, you know. So the investigation began in November of 2025.
Okay.
Over the owner flagged unusual financial activity.
Well, yeah, $80,000 worth of mac and cheese being returned. Yeah.
That's a lot of changed minds.
Yeah.
You know, look, you know, maybe you're like, do I like it? I don't know. Right. I mean, I think it's pretty good. I have had the Chick-fil-A mac and cheese.
It's good, yeah. Yeah.
It is a nice drive-through option because, mm-hmm. like, my one-year-old can get mac and cheese, mm-hmm. you know? Yeah. And, like, that's not really a thing at a lot of drive-through places right. where the one-year-old could eat as well.
It's also, like, a little bit more nutritionally significant than, like, the fry side, right? Like, yeah. It feels just a little bit more, like, mealish. I don't
sure.
know.
Yeah. That's fair, you know? And so, obviously, Chick-fil-A employee, this is not just, you're stealing from God's fast food restaurant.
From God's fast food.
Yeah. Yeah. This is, you're already, this is a strike against. And again, I think Chick-fil-A is kind of the company that's most on top of these types of things.
Mm-hmm, I would think.
You know, I feel like if you're going to steal from a fast food company, mm-hmm. go to an Arby's.
Yeah.
Go to a Wendy's. They don't know what's going
there
on.
There may not be anybody that works there anymore. Yeah. I'm not sure.
You could walk in behind the register. Nobody's questioning anything. Right. Like, it's not like they got things to do, you right. know, like, I think that is the way to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You wouldn't pull this at a Waffle House, though.
No, you're going to get stabbed.
Right. Somebody's you will
gonna,
not live to talk about it.
Somebody's
going to
come out and fight you.
Yeah.
Did you see the video of a Waffle House of a customer throwing a chair?
I love this video.
And the waitress just catches it.
Yeah, and like twists it and does this sick move with it. Yeah. And then she makes eye contact with the person yeah, through, like, and she's like, I'm going to kill you. It's such a good
you're
moment.
Like, you think that's the first time a chair's been thrown
right.
at me?
Right, no, she's well acquainted with that. Oh, sweet summer child.
Yeah. Also, I respect that this guy was committed to like, I'm a mac and cheese crook and only mac and
yeah,
cheese.
Yeah, I'm not going to diversify. Yeah.
Nugget tray, no thank you. Mac and cheese is where it's at.
He probably, his coworkers are like, what is up with this guy? He orders a mac and cheese every day or for a day. I don't know.
A tray of mac and cheese. Like, yeah. Yeah. Because I mean, I assume like it's not the most expensive thing on the menu.
No.
Yeah.
Is it just like hard for them to keep track of amounts sold or something? I don't know.
Yeah, like I respect it. I'm the mac and cheese bandit.
Yeah.
I think that. Yeah. There you go. Did you ever work fast food?
No, I didn't.
Me neither.
It. Yeah.
Did I feel like I missed out on something?
No.
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Office manager Rick did work at Taco Bell.
Oh, I've heard about this. Yeah.
Yes. He, still
he said
it
ruined it for him a little bit.
He still eats it. He'll still
yeah,
go back
he still
back
eats
now.
It. Yeah. He just tried to say something to me about it one day. I was like, please don't ruin it for me.
Yeah. I assume even if it's all quality, just like the smell mm-hmm. constantly,
yeah.
it's like in your hair, mm-hmm. in your clothes, you can't get away from it. Like,
yeah.
it just kind of ruins it.
Yeah.
You know?
This is not as extreme, but I took like a semester long cake decorating class where okay. we had to like bake our own icing and stuff. Not bake, make our own icing. But after that, the smell of like the sugary icing, it like I still can't really eat cake.
Okay. So. All right. But yeah, I guess, you know. Maybe this guy who's like, I'm out on mac and cheese now.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, he's in jail.
Yeah.
He's not out on anything.
Yeah. All right. There you go. Chick-fil-A worker. All right. Let's get to our main topic here from Christianity Today.
Yes.
And ironically, I looked at Relevant today and they had covered the same topic.
Oh, very relevant of them.
Very relevant. Well, this came out. Christianity Today was like a few months ago and Relevant is a few months behind maybe. So.
Right.
But it's going to talk about aliens.
Yay. Yeah. We're so excited.
David's gone, so now we can yeah. talk about weird things.
Right. We didn't have to ask his permission for this one.
Yes. What if aliens are real? A thought experiment by Russell Moore.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So did you read this?
I did read it.
All right. So we got some things. And this was written a few months ago, but we have some new, more information here. One, a few months ago, Barack Obama on a podcast affirmed that aliens are real.
You're right.
That's the thing.
Right. You know, like, that's he just dropped that.
He's like, yeah, they're real.
Yeah.
And then President Donald Trump accused Obama of giving out classified information.
Love that part.
Yeah. And pledged to declassify government documents, even though I believe on a previous case, President Donald Trump, he could declassify things just by thinking it. But evidently that power does not exist to former president.
That's been revoked.
Yes. He pledged to declassify government documents on unidentified flying objects, which are now, they changed the name.
It doesn't hit as well.
Unidentified anomalous phenomena.
Yeah, UAP. Nobody's going to get that.
No, come on. UFO, that's in the lexicon.
I know. We've got generations of UFOs, so.
That's like trying to make Twitter X or whatever. It's why? Not happening. What are you doing? There's no reason to change that.
Right.
Like, it already is a thing.
Right.
We don't say we tweet it out. I mean, like, whatever. Seems like, yeah.
It's people a UFO. Still say I tweeted on X. Like, it's ridiculous.
It's a UFO. Yeah. Come on. It's not an unidentified anomalous phenomenon.
Yeah.
So let's get out our tinfoil hats.
Okay. We're ready.
Yes, we're ready. Yes. And talk about this. Are aliens real? Mm. What do you think? First, what do you think?
What do I think?
Yeah.
Well, depends on how broad your definition of alien is, I think.
Okay.
Other life in the universe.
Okay.
Yes.
What about intelligent life?
Strong possibility.
Okay.
I think.
Okay. Strong possibility.
Strong possibility.
I mean, the universe is pretty massive.
The universe is massive, yeah. And we're in a tiny corner of it.
Yeah.
And think about everything that exists in this tiny corner of it.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think probably, you know, that there is some sort of life out there. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, what's the point, you know, all these planets, all these stars, all these galaxies.
Right.
And it's just us. Mm-hmm. It just seems, you know, what a waste of space.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we're clear. President Obama did clarify he had no insider information about aliens.
BS.
Come on. Yeah. Come on. Yeah. Come on.
We know that ain't real.
Yeah. But it's saying, the universe is vast. And so, hey, he thinks that there's conscious species out there. So, and then this week, President Trump did say, again, we're going to declassify some stuff that people are going to find very interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We'll see.
I'm believing it less, like, the more Trump is talking about it, honestly.
I kind of feel like if it was true, it would be if we had that evidence, it would be out there.
Right. You're not finding it out from Trump unsealing a document if aliens are real.
Or he's not keeping that under wraps.
No.
You know, trying to distract from Epstein files, Iran war, you know, like, let's just throw it out there. Hey, guys, aliens, what do you think? You know, like,
zero self-control.
Let's take a tour of Area 51. Let's.
I want to build a ballroom in Area 51.
Yeah, I'm truthing it out.
Yeah.
It's not.
Yeah.
You know, or maybe most likely the people who actually know are keeping it from our presidents.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that there is the
good move, probably.
Yeah, keep it from them all. Yeah, they got enough. One, even the most competent of presidents have enough to deal with.
Right.
You know? So, like, you know, we want to make sure, you know, those things. So, yeah. Do they exist? Potentially. Do we have evidence that aliens exist? Maybe, you know,
who knows?
There are unusual things that have happened in the atmosphere that we cannot quite explain. If we trust what our scientists and Air Force, you know, personnel are saying, that there are things happening that we don't know.
Right.
That it's a technology that we're not quite sure what it is or where it came from. Now, sometimes we say it's a, you know, a UFO or a UAP. A WAP.
Oh, no.
And it's like a weather balloon or, you know, like, you know, a drone or whatever.
But do you remember when China sent that weather balloon?
Yes.
Over here, and it was a big deal.
Oh, yeah. We blew it up.
Yeah. Well, it just like was kind of wayward for a while, wasn't it? Just like floating across the middle of the U.S.
Yeah. All right. But what does it mean? What would what that do that to faith? And mm-hmm. I think this is more of an interesting question here. If we do are presented real life evidence of UFOs, mm-hmm. of aliens, or we have real life extraterrestrial visitor, what would that do to faith? What do we think here? So what do you think it would do to faith?
I think almost nothing.
Yeah, I think probably too.
Yeah, I don't know how interesting of a conversation yeah. that is, unfortunately, but like, you know, there's this idea, I think with, I think he even says this in the article, with most religions that, you know, humanity is somehow unique in the universe. And yeah. unique does not mean alone or only, right? Yeah. So to me, there's nothing contradictory about believing that you are, you know, made in God's image and uniquely loved, and that something like that exists across the universe as well. Yeah. You know, like that's, to me, those are fine. Like,
yeah, I'm with you. I don't think that this would probably not do much to my faith here. Mm-hmm. You know, I think some people might, you know, militant atheists might think this is a gotcha, you know, like, right. oh, there's life in the universe. Your religion can't be true.
Right.
Which I'm not quite sure that is a clear point A to point B.
It's you know? Not, yeah. but yeah.
Yeah. Or maybe some Christians might have their own crises of faith mm-hmm. of
sure.
what does, you know, the world is, the universe is bigger.
Yeah.
I don't think that that would kind of suggest that to me. Mm-hmm. I think, but I'm also not like a biblical literist,
right?
And so like reading the creation stories and through a literal lens and thinking the universe is 6,000 years old mm-hmm. and humanity is like, I do believe created in God's image. I don't believe in the exact telling of the Genesis story. Right. So, you know, so maybe biblical literists might have more challenges with these types of things because there's no evidence of this scripturally.
Yeah.
Yeah. He also in the article kind of says, what if the opposite is proven true? We are completely alone in the universe.
Yeah.
That all those planets have nothing on them. You know, just
it's almost scarier, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah. Then it's just like then for me that might be like even more evidence of faith in some ways because it's right. like what makes us so special mm-hmm. you know beyond a creator
right.
but that is kind of terrifying that why did this creator create such a vast empty universe
yeah, what for
like that just seems pointless
yeah.
you know like what's going on and you know so but yeah maybe it's just like within this is even more of just a speck in a vast empty universe and if we all died tomorrow, nothing, it's just still a vast empty universe.
Right.
Who cares? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he does kind of cite some scriptures here.
Mm-hmm.
And I think these are important. He says, you know, David in scripture has no idea what a black hole is. Probably never knew that other planets even existed. Maybe some, you know, celestial bodies, you know, beyond the sun and the stars, maybe,
right.
but probably not really know what those things are.
Right.
But does say in Psalm 8, when I look to your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have set in place, what is man that you are mindful of him? The son of man that you care for him. And I think this is like, you know, an interesting thought. Like mm-hmm. when we, people don't need telescopes or sci-fi movies to look to the heavens and feel small.
Right.
You know, and I think that that is a valuable thing of like, we can look into the universe and say like, wow, it is so big and so vast. Who are we?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that David captures that, right? And I think that's kind of beautiful. There's also some, I don't think evidence of aliens in scripture, but like, what is this? You know, like there's a passage in Ezekiel where he goes out into the desert and he sees this giant wheel floating in the air and it has beings on it.
And it's not a UAP.
Yeah. He would say UFO. Mm-hmm. All right. So just so we're clear, he's a UFO guy.
Sure, sure, sure.
And now Ezekiel, you know, if anybody in the Bible is wearing a tinfoil hat, uh-huh, he's probably one of them. Yeah, yeah. He's one of those guys. His book is very weird. But like, it's kind of like, it's odd. You know, like, what is this thing that he is seeing that would be under probably the umbrella term UFO,
right?
A UFO, an unidentified flying object.
Right.
I don't really know. You know, like, I'm not quite sure. I mean, the Bible does talk through intelligent life that is not human.
Right.
So that is a thing presented in Scripture. I know you and Pastor David did like a spiritual warfare kind of thing.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, a few weeks ago. But, you know, the Bible does present aliens and demons, which are intelligent life that are not human, mm-hmm, and yet have not just spiritual bodies, but physical ones.
Right.
Sometimes.
And they're real scary.
Yeah. So, like, there are times where Abraham hosts angels,
yeah,
and feeds them.
Uh-huh.
That there are times, even in the book of Genesis, a throwaway line where angels come to heaven, or come to earth and mate with, mm-hmm, earth women, mm-hmm, you know, and create giants.
Yeah. Angels are aliens. Like, that's another one that I'm like,
Maybe. Yeah, maybe. You know, maybe.
Because the language is a little bit, sure, like, you say, like, sons of heaven and, yeah, daughters of man or something.
Yeah. Yeah, so I mean, we do have in Scripture beings that are not human that have, mm-hmm, intelligent life that occasionally interact with humans, and that is somewhat scary for people that they kind of get into.
Yeah, you know, people in the Bible do not freak out nearly as much as I feel like they should freak out at these things. Like, they're all remarkably stoic.
Yeah,
about their encounters with powers that be.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely. I think my favorite is would be Isaiah when he sees God and angels, is like, I'm gonna die, like,
and I'm like,
yeah,
I'm out.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, I kind of get that, you know, like that seems like a good one, right? Like,
yep.
Yeah, I think that in those moments, you know, we do have kind of interaction, human and non-human intelligent creatures back, mm-hmm, and forth, and so I think that's there, you know. Now, how exactly does that look like? I don't know. So I got some questions here for us.
Okay.
These are some theology and sci-fi questions.
Theology and sci-fi.
Yes.
Together or separate?
Yes, together.
Okay.
Would aliens need Jesus?
Would aliens need Jesus?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is where I'm probably going to sound a little fringe on this.
Sure.
I don't necessarily think so. Like, okay. I think that there is space in my theology for God and Jesus being something that is specific to this world and our experience of the universe,
okay,
as humans.
Yeah. Yeah, this is an interesting one. Like, does the death and resurrection of Jesus offer salvation not just to humanity, but to all intelligent life?
Yeah.
Maybe. Maybe not. I don't know. Does that offer salvation to demons? Okay, we have an intelligent life that, mm-hmm, is not human and that is in need of saving, you know? And I would say, based on Scripture, I don't quite see it there.
Yeah.
That is, you know, that doesn't mean it's not true. I just don't see the evidence in the Scripture, or my inclination doesn't lean that way. So maybe not.
Mm-hmm.
I do like... So when C.S. Lewis wrote The Chronicles of Narnia, you know, he was kind of exploring out what would the Christ story look like in a fantasy realm, mm-hmm, setting.
Yeah.
And so like they have Aslan, who does have a similar death and resurrection. He's not the son of God. It's something different, but at least, so do aliens have their own Jesus?
Right. Alien Jesus. Yeah.
So, or their own Aslan, or their, right, own whatever.
Right.
Their own deity who has a similar beats, mm-hmm, that Jesus does.
Right.
What do you think?
I mean, I think that there's, we're already talking about the existence of aliens, right? So like, yeah, if we're talking about that, then literally anything is possible, right?
Sure.
If you've accepted like, okay, aliens are real for the point of this conversation, right? Then it stands to reason that they could have their own Christ figure, or sure, they could not, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, would they need a Christ figure? You know, if they have different foibles than humanity and a different arc than humanity.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good question. I mean, I don't think that, like, sometimes in, like, Star Trek and things like that, when you're presented with alien life, like, aliens can seem almost, like, emotionless or...
Yeah, very, like, clinical.
Yeah, yeah, like, almost, like, because by nature of being alien, they don't have, like, faith, like, attached to them, or their own kind of, like, deities and myths, like, kind of intertwined in how they speak and how they think, see the universe. And I don't think that that would be true.
Right.
I think that that... Sometimes the idea of, like, the smarter, more intelligent a species get, the further it gets from, like, deities and myth. And I'm not quite sure that that's true either. I think that there's plenty of space for those things. So I think aliens could very well have their own image or vision of God and their own image and vision of salvation into a next realm beyond this one.
Yeah.
All right. Are aliens part of creation? When God created the world or the universe, did he create aliens?
Yeah. I mean, do we say that God created is responsible for the entire universe, or do we say that God created the world?
Yeah, I think we kind of say both. So, like, you know, that's a good question here. So here, Colossians, I got a verse for you. Mm-hmm. For by him all things were created in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible. So, I mean... maybe some Bible verses would lean towards everything, but again, their perspective of the universe is relatively small.
Yeah. I mean, I kind of think about, like, when we talk about the Noah story and the whole world being flooded, like, their concept of the world was also very different than ours was. Right.
Sure.
And, like, there's maybe not the same evidence as a worldwide flood as there is a very severe localized flood, you know? Yeah, I mean, let's see. The original question was, did God create aliens too?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, sure, why not?
Yeah, why not? Like,
God created a bunch of stuff.
Right.
Like, a bunch of things.
And also,
that are,
it's not, I don't know that it would bother me if I found out that the aliens were created by something else and they have their own kind of, like, you know, pantheon or whatever. Like, that's not. That doesn't have anything to do with me necessarily. I don't know that I see that as affecting me.
Yeah, like, I mean, obviously, like, when we talk about humanity has been made in the image of God, it doesn't mean God kind of looks like us.
Right.
Like, that's just not what that what that means, you know, beyond, like, what pop culture kind of says, like, you know, God is an old dude with a beard and things like that, and you know, kind of looks like a dude. You know, like, that's just not... So could an alien life force also be made in the image of God? Yeah, why not?
Why not?
Like, yeah, the image, that's not what it means to be made in the image of God. It's like the physical resemblance, you know, that God is like 2 feet and 2 arms, you know, like that's just not, that's crazy. From my mind, that's just not what God's going to look like.
Yeah.
Or maybe it looks like kind of nothing, you know, so. All right. Those are the sci-fi questions.
Okay. Theology now we get on to the theology questions.
No, those are all the same. Those are, okay. Yeah. All right. If aliens landed.
First question.
These are
how do they look?
ChatGPT.
Okay.
Yeah, how do they look? What do you think?
We want to know. We've had a tough year.
I like
we could really use some hot aliens.
I like the classic look, you know.
Yeah.
The kind of green. Yeah. Kind of head that is big brain to small mouth with big eyes.
Yeah. That feels like the correct alien ratio for things.
Yeah, yeah.
Predator eyes on the front.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's more, you know, that's classic alien look. All right. What pastor should not talk to them first?
What pastor should not talk to them first?
Yeah. Oh. I got questions from ChatGPT on this. This is what
like
it gave
of
me.
Our pastors or pastors in general. Don't let them get Mark Driscoll.
Mark Driscoll.
Or
yeah.
If they do, take him, please.
That's a good one. Yeah. Not that dude.
We're done with him. You can have him.
Yeah, not interested in that guy. All right. Aliens come to Lord of Life. You know, what are they interested in? You know, worship, music, meals, and more. What's our first thing with the aliens? You know?
I mean, I think we have to do music, meals, and more with them.
I think so too.
Sharing
a meal seems the most thing, and I think music in this, music and math could be the universal languages, right? So like, yeah. And I'm going to say, I'm not very good at math, so let's bring in music. So yeah. let's bring that in. I'm not very good at music. Not very good at that either, but somebody here is.
Yeah.
Dan will be instrumental in first contact. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. I think we don't start with a worship service. I think there's too much unpacking we would have to do around communion, among other things that we don't want to.
Plus, like, are all welcome, including the aliens? Right. I assume, yeah.
Yeah. Sure. Can an alien take communion?
What if they're What if they're gluten free and they don't even
know?
No, they don't even know that there's another option. Yes.
Which way, or it's sustained only on gluten? We don't know.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, but I think sharing a meal, sharing culture through music—that's the way to do it.
Yeah,
yeah, that seems right.
Yeah, it seems like most likely to live through that encounter.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Do you have a favorite alien book, movie, TV show that you would like to kind of recommend or talk through?
Yeah, I do. I feel like everybody I know right now, along with me, is reading the Dungeon Crawler Carl series.
I'm also reading that, yes.
Which is super fun, right?
Yeah, it's very fun.
And I think he started writing it in 2020, and it's now there's about to be the 8th book come out, right? So it's really kind of
pedal to the
up.
Metal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's picked up recently in popularity. It was kind
it
of a
it will be
fringe.
A show.
I know. I'm so excited. I hope they don't ruin it.
They will.
Maybe.
I don't know how they can make it a live action TV show. It's a lot of weird stuff. There's a talking cat.
Yeah.
And that's not really a spoiler because it starts talking like 2 chapters in.
Yeah. So. You know, they made a Dirk Gently's Holistic Detective Agency into a show. I don't know if you ever watched that, if you're familiar, but the first season was so good. And the second season, they picked one of the stories that was like weird and like fantasy D&D kind of reliant, and it just didn't work. So anyway, I'm hopeful. So Dungeon Crawler Carl, if I'm going to give a little bit of a background on it, is a story. It is an alien story that basically aliens come to Earth. They've seeded humanity on Earth, you know, millennia ago, and they have come to collect. We are livestock for biological material, but also to produce a game show that everybody else in the galaxy watches. So all the structures on Earth get sucked in to the ground, and dungeon entrances open up, and the survivors enter the dungeon and have to proceed through Dungeons and Dragons style labyrinths.
I would definitely say probably at least a base knowledge of video games or fantasy storytelling or Dungeons and Dragons would help. I don't know if it's necessary,
right?
Because I think it's pretty fun. Like it's a fun breeze to read.
Yeah,
again, it's funny. It's action packed. It's very, you know, well told.
Yeah. It's super fun read, and the main character Carl gets sucked into the dungeon in his underwear and his girlfriend's Crocs and his girlfriend's cat. So
Carl and Princess Donut.
Princess Donut.
The cat are kind of our two leads.
It's fantastic.
Great. It's great.
Yeah.
Super fun. I have 2 that I'll recommend, both movies. One is Arrival.
Okay.
I don't know if you've seen that one. It's got Amy Adams and Jeremy Renner. Mm-hmm. It is on Paramount,
I don't have Paramount right now.
Why would you?
I've heard you talk about Arrival before, though.
But Arrival is aliens come to Earth, mm-hmm. and they... It's not an action-y movie. It's not. There's no blood. There's no violence. It is about bringing a linguist to kind of figure out how to communicate.
Yeah.
And that is the story. Is Amy Adams trying to figure out how to communicate with this alien, massive alien species. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting. It's powerful. I would say, like, the less you know, it's probably makes it more interesting. I think that's a kind of a good thing there. And so humanity's, like, questioning about aliens and her figuring out, you know, communication steps.
Yeah.
I think it's definitely more heavy sci-fi. Denis Villeneuve, so that's Dune. He's the director of that.
Yeah,
so
Dune.
All right. And then my other one is a very action-packed one. It's called Attack the Block. It is street thugs in England experience an alien encounter one night and fight back. And it's got a young John Boyega, that would be Finn from the new Star Wars.
Okay.
He's pre-Finn, and he is kind of the leader of this kind of like teenagers, street toughs, and they're fighting against aliens on a block in England.
Yeah. Yes.
It's very fun, you know. So
it's campy.
It's pretty campy. Yeah. It's it doesn't have much to say beyond just being like an hour and a half of kind of fun.
Yeah.
You know, and so, yeah, those are great. Obviously, E.T. is wonderful.
E.T. is a classic. Yeah.
Yeah, the movies are great.
I'm actually, for another book rec, I actually enjoyed a very little known Stephanie Meyer book about aliens.
The Host?
The Host. Okay. You know The Host.
I've seen half of it.
I didn't know it was a movie.
Yes, yes.
I'm sure it's ruined it. But the book was actually like, okay, it was pretty good. Like, okay, it was kind of an interesting hook that there's this, these alien life forms that are taking over the Earth, and they're parasitic. And so they move inside of human bodies, right?
Yeah.
Which is, you know, not great if you're a human on Earth, right? And so an actual human falls in love with a parasite inside of somebody.
Okay.
And it's kind of that storyline about that.
Yeah, okay. The Host, Stephanie Meyer.
Yeah. How did you like the first half of the movie?
It's not great.
Not great.
Not worth to see the second half.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. All right. Yeah. Ultimately, I don't feel like it would matter all that much to me, maybe to you, if aliens were real out there.
I mean, it's crazy. It's like a thing that I don't really want to have to be stressed out about right now, if I'm being honest. Yeah. Like, I'm not like, please let me find out the aliens are real. Like, I'm fine with them being over there and us being over here. And
yeah, sure. Yeah, right now seems like give us a couple of years to get some stuff together.
Right. Like, yeah, this is not the time to come, you guys. Yeah,
like you, we need a warning. We got to clean up our house a little bit.
Right.
You know, we don't need to pop it. Right. That's for sure. Yeah.
Right.
We need some prep time for some aliens.
Yeah. Like, there are times in history where I think it would have been better. Like the pyramids, they were clearly ready for you.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
I don't know what was going on, but they were ready.
Absolutely.
I think the mid-1990s would have been fine.
Oh, like, 100%.
There wasn't that much, you know?
Yeah, yeah, that would have been great. Yeah,
yeah.
Sure.
But
now. No.
We need some time.
And also, for your sake, you know, like, we got a lot of things going on.
Yeah.
It's not a good time for you to be here.
Right.
You know? It would not be fun for you aliens.
No.
Trust me.
Right. Like, yeah. It's not tourist season on Earth.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, it's hot. It's humid right now. You know, trust. A couple more years. Give us 10 years.
Give us 10.
And,
yeah.
And maybe we'll be ready.
Right. So,
yeah. All right. Let us know what you would think, if that would affect your faith, how that would, how you would process that as a faithful Christian, if alien life has been proven real. We'd love to hear it. Or also let us know your favorite alien movies and TV shows.
Yeah.
I'm always in.
All right. I'm telling you, The Host is not so bad.
Okay.
Twilight was terrible, but The Host, she kind of gets it together on that one.
All right. Does she have any others? Is that it?
I don't know. Those are the only, like, the Twilight saga, whatever.
I mean,
how many books?
She's rich beyond imagination over Twilight alone. So, you know, find a ride off into the sunset.
Yeah.
All right. Vote by word. You can check us out, Beyond Sunday Podcast. @gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of our emails. I think we have another one. I can't remember it, though.
Neither one of us do this normally.
Yeah, we are. I don't know. And loltwx.org. That's a lot of letters. But we're on there, too.
Is that the new website?
I think it's one of... You know, there's a lot of different avenues to get to our website.
Yeah.
You know, all roads lead to...
I listen to us on Apple Podcasts.
Me, too. That's how I would listen to us as well. All right. We're also on Spotify.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, you're listening to us already. So you've obviously found
obviously
a way.
Obviously, you found this.
You found a way to do that.
Yeah. Why do we do this?
I don't know. But thanks for listening, everybody. We'll be back next week with more Beyond Sunday.